following content is intended for the blind and print-impaired community. This is Rivka Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is the Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, November 9th, 2018. Tonight is your last chance to get money to Sharon for the National Tournament Committee raffle tickets for 2019 Pittsburgh Tournament. Tickets are $5 each. Mike Stab is in charge of the raffle and has worked hard to retain all the prizes. It's called the Pittsburgh Experience Raffle, and there will only be one winner and drawing during the mid-year meeting next weekend. The winner will win tournament entry fees for Pittsburgh Tournament in 2019, round-trip sedan service for you and a guest to and from the airport, a four-night stay at the Sheraton, Just Ducky Tour ride for you and a guest, Captain's Dinner Cruise for you and a guest on the Gateway Clipper, and Sunday Brunch for you and a guest at the Grand Concourse Restaurant, over an $800 value. Tickets are now available for our annual Outlaw Christmas Dinner. Dinner will be Saturday, December 15th, from 5 to 9 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. Dinner is $6. The menu is yet to be determined. We'll announce it in a week or two. See Sharon for details. We need more subs. Please continue to recruit. Our annual gutterthon and bake sale is scheduled for tonight. If you can bake, please bake. If you can't bake, please come prepared to purchase. Also, don't forget your $5 or your change for the cups. We're down to about 8 boxes of chocolate, but only 6 boxes have been turned in. As you sell yours, please bring the money to Frances. Our target date to have it all sold and the money turned in is December 14th, which is our last night to bowl before the Christmas holiday. Let Ginger know tonight if you need some more. ABBA Mail O Graphic tonight. November 9th is a deadline for Raleigh Outlaw entries to be in the lane envelopes for the ABBA Mail O Graphic tournament. We will bowl the Mail O Graphic on Friday, December 8th. Entries are $6. You must have 21 games in the current season by November 1st or be in the average book for last year, and your sanction fees must be paid by November 10th. Bowlers who do not have 21 games by the 1st of November or a season average of last year will bowl scratch. A reminder, please remember to put your trash in the nearest trash can when you finish eating. This applies to the snack bar area as well as behind the lanes. The alley staff is not paid to clean up behind us. If you do not know where a can is, please ask someone. Are you looking for a part-time job? Are you organized and possess the ability to deal with the public? If so, RLCB is in search of someone to manage their thrift store. If this is something you might be interested in, please contact Janet Griffey at 919-256-4220. She will provide the details. Federation Fundraiser. The Wake Federation of the Blind Chapter is having a fundraiser. We're selling Chico bags. They're reusable bags, packs, and totes, shopping bags for outdoor and travel, and produce bags. Miriam Dixon will have a catalog and order blank on the lanes tonight. To benefit the CBA youth account, we will have another raffle going. The first prize is a $100 gift card, second prize is a $5 gift card, and third prize is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1. And we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational next spring. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for tickets. Please see the link below and share with your family and friends to help support the American Blind Bowlers Association, an effort to raise funds for better support blind bowling around the country. Stock up on your candy, fruit, and nuts, and order as often as you wish. The URL is https://www.americanblindbowlersassociation.org/ americanblindbowling.terrylynncares.com. Feel free to share the link above with family and friends across the country as well. Anyone can use it and have the items shipped directly to their home address. This is the same candy company that the Lionesses sell from, but by purchasing online, you can get items that the Lionesses are not ordering and get more when you run out. Remember that Marjorie Heard will be retiring from the Division of Services for the Blind effective November 30, 2018. Marjorie has been a good friend to us in getting items transcribed into Braille and large print, and we will miss her services. If anyone needs anything prior to her retirement, please let her know as far in advance as possible. For aids and appliances, please contact Donna Wiggins during her business hours of 8 to 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 to 4 p.m. Her phone number is 919-527-6770 or 1-866-222-1546. Donna's email is donna.wiggins@dhhs.nc.gov. Top Tech Tidbits: Better Spell Checking in iOS 12.1. Read about how spell checking has improved with VoiceOver in iOS 12.1 at http://bit.ly/2pkueef. Building an accessible game. This company describes how it implements accessibility in web-based game. You can see their URL at http://bit.ly/2zz7R1. Easy Reader, still free and growing. Dolphin Computer Access confirms that its Easy Reader app will remain free, and it's gaining ability to access more and more libraries of accessible books. You can read more at http://bit.ly/2JOnNDZ. A manual for VOIC. The manual for the VOIC app for Android and Windows is here. The app lets you gain information about your surroundings using sound. You can read more at http://bit.ly/2D(C)W31. JSA 17 has been released. Version 17 of JSA package, which empowers you to control the computer using your voice and JAWS, is now available. http://bit.ly/2Q(F)D(E)E. Use a screen reader to insert content into notebooks in OneNote. The support article references both Narrator and JAWS. http://bit.ly/2Pi(U)T(V). Era has new plans in the U.S. Most plans are more expensive, and limited usage is no longer possible, But now there is a basic plan for IRA for $29.95. http://bit.ly/capital Q, lowercase r, lowercase I, capital P, lowercase U, capital Z. Blind Bargains Cost, number 162. We're gathering information from Blind Bargains, and Blind Bargains Cost has 162. Has lots of Apple-related coverage. http://bit.ly/2SQ031Y. Apple Viz, new and noteworthy for October 2018. Here is the regular monthly newsletter containing the highlights of Apple Viz activity from the month that just ended. You can read more at http://bit.ly/2JNFO. Making International Phonetic Alphabet Accessible. This page is entitled Using JAWS with Unicode IPA Fonts. Manuals can also be found for transcribing IPA into Braille. For using JAWS with Unicode IPA fonts, go to http://bit.ly/2R, capital F, lowercase W, capital L, 4 capital M, and manuals are at http://bit.ly/2P, lowercase K, capital I, lowercase C, lowercase L, capital X. One user returns to JAWS from NVDA. David Goldfield explains why, along with NVDA, he is now using JAWS 2019. Here's why. http://bit.ly/2JQTNG. More stocking stuffers courtesy of Tech Talk. Another 3 hours of presentations from low and less expensive tech vendors comes your way on Tech Talk on GMT Tuesday, November 13th at 1. http://bit.ly/2M464U2. Large print calendar. A gent with low vision designs and sells calendars at http://bit.ly/2SV19TY and http://bit.ly/2Capital A, capital S, 8, lowercase I, lowercase N, lowercase D. Web AIM, Survey of Users with Low Vision Number 2 Results. These Web AIM surveys are comprehensive and well-regarded. http://bit.ly/2JKJ, capital S, capital T, lowercase A, capital J. Access World, November 2018. The latest Access World features Access World 2018 Holiday Gift Guide, a look at new narrator, Microsoft's built-in Windows screen reader, Roku sticks, players, and TVs, Access to Multimedia Streaming Devices, Part 1, iOS 12, An Overview from Accessibility Perspective, FEER, The Game of Running Blind, A Game Review, and iOS 12, Without the Eye, by Jonathan Mosen, A Book Review. http://bit.ly/2DLG0 8X. Tech It Out, Restaurant and Cook at Home Kit Delivery Services on YouTube. Here is a recording of Hadley's most recent Tech It Out Restaurant and Cook at Home Kit Delivery Services. http://bit.ly/2D6B3F. Calendar of Events. Save the date. The 2019 Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association Tournament will be held in Hampton, Virginia, on April 5th and 6th. The host hotel will be the Crown Plaza at the Marina. More details will be announced at a later time. Please see the Art Access website at https://www.artsaccessinc.org/adperformances.shtml for a listing of audio-described performances. The WAKE chapter of the NFB meets regularly on the second Saturday of each month from 1 until 3 p.m. The location is at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh. For more information, please call Robert Parrish at 919-616-1606 or email him at rcp7@bellsouth.net. The Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be Thursday, November 15th from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activities. Recipes that'll bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. Chicken Lombardi. Ingredients: 2 pounds boneless skinless chicken breasts, thin cut. You could also use tenderloins. 1/2 small onion, 2 garlic cloves minced, 8 ounces of sliced mushrooms, 2 tablespoons of butter, and 2 tablespoons of butter divided, 1 1/2 cups of chicken broth, 1/4 cup of heavy whipping cream, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of xanthan gum. It is a thickening agent available in your baking session or online. Could probably use cornstarch with a little water stirred in the broth. Don't remove from heat until thickened if using cornstarch. 1 1/2 cups of mozzarella cheese grated, and 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese grated, and 1 teaspoon of Italian seasoning. Instructions: preheat your oven to 450 degrees. Grease a 9x13 casserole dish, and in a large cast iron skillet, melt 2 tablespoons of butter and sauté your mushrooms, garlic, and onions on medium-high heat for approximately 10 minutes or until the onions are translucent and mushrooms are tender. Remove from the skillet and set aside. Melt 3 tablespoons of butter in the same skillet and sear your chicken breasts or tenderloins for 3 to 4 minutes on each side so that they are nicely browned. As each piece is browned, remove from skillet and placed on a casserole dish, leaving all the drippings in the skillet. Once all the chicken has been browned, add the mushroom mix back to the skillet along with chicken broth, heavy whipping cream, and salt and pepper. Cook on medium-high heat, scraping the bottom of the skillet while stirring continuously for 5 minutes. Turn off the stove and sprinkle a half a teaspoon of xanthan gum on top and allow the sauce to thicken. It'll take approximately 5 to 10 minutes for the sauce to thicken. Once it is thickened, spoon over the chicken in the casserole dish. Sprinkle Parmesan cheese over the chicken and then mozzarella. Top with 1 teaspoon of Italian seasoning and bake in the oven for 12 to 14 minutes. To brown the mozzarella, move the casserole dish to the top rack and turn the oven to broil for 1 to 2 minutes. Cowboy soup. Ingredients: 1 pound of lean ground beef, 1 16-ounce package of Velveeta cubed, 1 cup of sharp cheddar cheese grated, 1 yellow onion finely chopped, 4 small potatoes chopped, 1 red bell pepper, seeds removed, diced, 1 can of whole corn kernels rinsed and drained, 1 can of black beans rinsed and drained, and 1 4-ounce can of green chilies, 3 cups of low-sodium chicken or beef broth, 2.5 cups of whole milk, 1/4 a cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 a stick of unsalted butter, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1/2 a teaspoon of cayenne, bacon bits, kosher salt, and ground pepper to taste. In a medium saucepan, over medium-high heat, melt butter in a skillet and then whisk in your flour. Cook your roux for 2 to 3 minutes or until golden brown, and then whisk in whole milk. Season with salt and pepper, and then remove from heat and refrigerate until ready to use. Heat a large stock pot or Dutch oven over medium-high heat and cook your ground beef, breaking it up as it cooks, until brown. Season generously with salt and pepper and garlic, and then transfer your beef to a separate plate and drain all but 2 tablespoons of fat. Add onion, potatoes, and bell pepper to your Dutch oven and cook for 10 to 12 minutes, or until the veggies are softened and fork tender. Season with salt and pepper, cumin, and cayenne. Then add corn, black beans, and chilies. Return the beef to the pot and stir in chicken or beef broth. Bring mix to a boil and then reduce heat and let simmer for 15 minutes. Stir in refrigerated roux mixture. Add in Velveeta, cover again, and cook for another 15 minutes or until the cheese is melted. Serve hot and top with cheese and bacon bits. Enjoy! This has been the Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws for November 9th, 2018.